Today's Amud is Megillah Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Aleph, the second line from the bottom, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shayveli. So really this pasuk, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shayveli, is later on in the Megillah, but the Gemara is in the middle of bringing different memras from Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, and so the Gemara continues with some more memras from Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina. This one happens to be on the pasuk later in the Megillah, which we'll get back to. But Al-Kabonim says the Gemara, V'chol Zeh Einenu Shayveli. So Haman says to his family, he says that none of my wealth, nothing's worth it, as long as I see Mordechai, that he's not bowing. So Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, B'shah Sharah Haman Es Mordechai Yoshev V'shar HaMelech. When Haman would see Mordechai sitting in the Shar HaMelech, and wasn't bowing to him, so Haman would say, Kol Zeh Einenu Shayveli, none of this is worth it. What did he mean when Haman said this? Kedar Rav Chista. He's referring to that which Rav Chista said. Dam Rav Chista, that Zeh Babit Perzbuli, that this one was coming with his wealth, referring to Mordechai, V'zeh Babit Perzbuti. And Haman was coming with his position of poverty. And Amra Papa, V'karu Lei Avdad Mizdavin B'talmei. They would call Haman the Eved who was sold for bread. So the Yalkut Shemayni brings the whole story. The Yalkut Shemayni brings that what happened was, is that the king had given money to Mordechai and Haman to go lead an army and to conquer different countries. So Haman and Mordechai were each given different armies and a certain amount of allowance, a certain amount of money to go ahead and accomplish their goals. Lamaisa, Haman went through his money very quickly, and he needed some more money. He needed to get some food to feed his soldiers. And Mordechai, on the other hand, Mordechai was much more, you know, he was better at managing his money. And Mordechai still had a lot of money. So Haman needed food for his soldiers. So Haman goes to Mordechai and he says, can I borrow some money so I could buy some bread to feed my soldiers? So Mordechai says, I'm only going to agree to give you the loan if you sell yourself to me as a slave. Haman had no choice, he had to agree. He sold himself to Mordechai as a slave, and he wrote to him a shtar. The shtar said, Harei Haman avdei shel Mordechai, shekei macher lo yes atzmai bavor kikari slachem. That Haman is the slave of Mordechai because he sold himself to him for some loaves of bread. So that's what the Gemara here is referring to, that every time Haman would see Mordechai, so he would remember the shtar, that Mordechai was the wealthy one, he was the poor one, and that they would call him the Eved who sold himself for bread. Says the Gemara further, V'chol zeh einenu shayveli. Another drasha, this time specifically on the word zeh. Haman said that this is not worth it. Now, typically in the Torah, the word zeh means that you're pointing at something. Like, achodesh hazeh lachem, we say that Hashem pointed at the Levana. Zeh is always a lashon of pointing. So, what was Haman pointing at when he said, v'chol zeh einenu shayveli, that this is not worth it? Melamed shekol gnazav shal oisei rasha chakukan alibay. That he had all of his possessions were etched on his heart. I don't know if it means something physical, or maybe it just means it was always on his mind. And ubeshah shereya es Mordechai, when he would see Mordechai yoshev b'shar hamelech, amar, he would say, kol zeh einenu shayveli. He would point to his heart, or to the item that he had there representing his wealth, and he would say that all of this isn't worth it, all of my wealth is not worth it. V'am Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, another memra from Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanina, that asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyoisatara b'raish kol tzadik v'tzadik, that in the future Hashem is going to be like a crown on the heads of each and every tzadik. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, b'yoyim ahu yi Hashem tzevakos la'teres tzvi. My la'teres tzvi, what does it mean that he's going to be a crown for the tzvi? What does it mean? What's the tzvi? Says the, and the pasuk says, v'l tzifiras tzifara. What is the pasuk referring to? It means he's going to be an ateres tzvi, an ateres la'aisen sevyoinai, an ateres to those that they do his will, that they fulfill Hashem's will. That's good. That's who he's going to be a crown for, referring to the tzaddikim. V'lematzpin ulemitzapin b'tifartai, and to those that seek out his honor, they seek out, they like kiddushim shemayim. Shaim, I think that's for a lot of people. Tamulaymer l'shar amay. Then no, it's not for a lot of people. It's only lamis shemesim atzma kishirayim. Only a person who makes himself like he's leftovers. He has a lot of humility. Ula ruach mishpa. Only a person who's the ruach mishpa zehadanis yitzray. A person who's able to overcome his yitzhara. Ula yoshev ala mishpa. And so someone who's yoshev ala mishpa. This is all the hemshach of the psukim over there. Zehadan din emes amita. A person who's honest in judgment. Ula gvura. Yitzra, Zehem is Gabriel Yitzra, someone who's able to overcome his Yitzra. I guess the other one that we had, the Hadanis Yitzra, it's Hadanis Yitzra, maybe means to control his emotions. This is able to overcome his emotions. Meshive Milchama, those that return from war, says the Gemara, this means Shenaisim V'naisim B'Milchamtei Shal Torah. It means that they're Isaac and Torah in the Milchama of Torah. Sha'ara Eilu Tamid Chachamim Shemashkim and Umariven Bebati Kenesius Bebati Midrashas. It's referring to Tamid Chachamim who get up early to learn and they stay late at night. Says the Gemara that Amra Midas Hadin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Midas Hadin says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu. What's the difference between the Jews and the Goyim? Why are you so good to the Jews? To the Jews, you're going to be in a terrace for the Reish of the Tzadikim. What's the difference between the Jews and the Goyim? So Amar La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Asku B'Tayra. That's their schus. Yisrael's Isaac and Tayra, whereas Umas Olam Lo Yasku B'Tayra. They're not Isaac and Tayra. So Amar La, so Midas Hadin says, okay, now I understand that if the only reason why the Klal Yisrael has this zechus is because they're Isaac and Tayra, so now it makes a lot of sense, that which the Pasuk says, that there's also some Yidden who unfortunately they go to Gehenim, if they're Rishayim. The Pasuk says, Gamela B'Yayin Shagu B'Sheikhar Tayra, and Paku Plilia, that these people that they don't do the Ratzon Hashem, they go after their taivas. So Paku Plilia, they're going to go to Gehenim. In Paku al Gehenim, Paku means Gehenim. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, V'leisia zayis l'cha l'fuka. We had earlier that Avigail said to David that this is going to be for you as a fuka. It's going, which means it's going to, you're going to go to Gehenim for this if you do the avera. Vein Plilia elo dayanin. And Plilia means a lashon of judgment. Shenemer v'nasam beflilim. So the pasuk is saying that those that go off, that they go after their taivas. So Paku, Pelilia, they're going to be judged for Gehenna. Now back to the Megillah. So the last thing we had was that Esther, you know, she declared the 3-day fast. And now she's ready and she goes into Achashverosh's palace and says the Pasuk, V'tamayid b'chatzar beis ha-melech ha-pnimes. So first the Pasuk says that she stands inside the inner chamber. And so Amar Rab Levi explains that what was Esther doing here? Well, she was about to go in to be with Achashverosh, and then it says that she stood there. What was she standing? What was she saying? What was going on? Amar Rab Levi, that Kevin Shehegiya lebeis ha-tzalamim, as she was going into the palace, so she had to pass by different idols. So Nistalka Himena Shechina. So as she was walking through, the Shechina had left her because she was in the Makum of Avodah Zarah. So the Shechina left her. So Amra, so Esther lets out a tefillah and she says, Kaili Kaili, Lama Azavtani. She says, Kaili Kaili, why are you forsaking me? Shema Atadan Al Shoigi Kemezid. Maybe you're looking what I'm doing, which I'm a Shoigig. And you're looking at me like as if I'm doing it Bemezid. Val Oines Karatzain. I'm even more than that, I'm an Oines. Maybe you're viewing it as if I'm doing this Baratzain, that I'm going to be with Achash. I'm a Pasha Denaines. Aishem al Shekarasiv Kelev. Or maybe the reason why you're upset at me, maybe the reason why you left me is because I made fun of Achashverosh and I called him a Kelev. And, you know, so the Manas Halevi says that you see from here that, or it's really, it's a Medrash. He brings a Medrash that a person's not supposed to disrespect the Malchus. So Esther was saying she's looking for what Avera that she did that made it that the Shechina left her. So Esther says, maybe it's because I disrespected the Malchus. The Manas Halevi brings it from a Medrash, that a person's chayiv to be nayi covered in the Malchus. You know, it's interesting, we just had a president, a lot of people like to poke fun at his age, different things, you know. We see from this Gemara that it's not the midah of a Yid. A Yid doesn't make fun of Malchus. We respect the people that Hashem puts in charge. Even if you don't necessarily, you know, maybe you don't view him in positive ways, but Lama'isa, Hashem put him in charge. If Hashem put him in charge, so we have bitachon that Hashem's running the world. It's not the world that's running the world. It's Hashem that's running the world. So if that's the person Hashem put in charge, so then you have to respect him. So says Esther, maybe the reason why I lost the Shechina is because I called him a Kelev. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Hatzilo Mecharev Nashim Miyad Kelev Yechidasi. That Esther has a tefillah and she davens to Hashem, save me from the Kelev. So being, once Esther had this realization, maybe it's because I called him a Kelev, so Chazur Karatu Aryeh. So she then went ahead and she corrected herself, and then the following pasuk says that she called him an Aryeh. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Hayshienu, Hayshieni mipi Aryeh, save me from the lion. The pasuk then says, "Vayhi kerais hamelech as Esther amalka." So Esther goes in, you know, she's very weak, and Achashverosh sees her, but Esther's very weak. She's all, you know, maybe slumped over. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan that shleisha malchei asharis nizdamnu la ba'iseisha. There were 3 malachim that had to, you know, assist Esther at that time. Echad shegbias tzavara, one that helped her lift up her neck because she was very weak. The echad shemasha achut shachesed aleha, one that was that. that made her have a positive, to be viewed positively by Achashverosh. I guess even if you say that she was one of the beautiful women of the world, but this was now to have extra chen so that Achashverosh should not kill her. Ve'achot shemasach es hasharbit as a sharbit, and one of the malachim extended Achashverosh's rod to basically welcome Esther into the palace. Now v'kama, how far did the malach stretch out the sharbit? Amrav Yirmiya shtei amos haya. The sharbit itself was be'etzem only 2 amos long. V'hamidei al shtei mesrei, and he made it that it stretched out 12 amos. V'amrila al sheish esrei. Some say it stretched out 16 amos. V'amrila al esrim v'arba, and some say 24 amos. And the Medrash Talpioi says that elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. First it stretched out to 12, it stopped for a moment, then it stretched out to 16, it stopped at a moment, and then it stretched out to 24, and the Medrash gives different symbolizations of why exactly it had these numbers. But Masnisa Tan al Shishim, and in the Braisa we have it even went until 60 Amos. V'chena Tamaitse ba Mausa Shal Basparai, it was a similar idea by the hand of Basya Basparai when she stretched out her hand to get Moshe. V'chena Tamaitse Bishine Risham, and it's also what you find by the teeth of the Risham, referring to the Maisa with Oig Melech HaBashan that we had in Meseches Brachis. D'chziv, as the Pasuk says, that Shine Risham Shibarta, Vamri Shlakish, Rishlakish explained, Al Tikri Shibarta Elishiri Bavta, that the story was Oig was holding a mountain over his head to go throw it on Klal Yisrael, and Hashem made it that some ants came to the middle of the mountain, ate it up, and then it was like a shaped like a donut. It fell over Oig's head, it went around him like a necklace, and then his teeth grew out so that now he couldn't even get the mountain off of his neck. So his teeth extended, also a similar type of idea, and Hashem made this nace that something extended. And Rabbi Bar Eifer Namar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Shashama Me Rabbi Rabbi Me Rabbi, that it was Masayim, that the mount that stretched out was 200 Amos. So Esther's in the palace now. Vayomer la hamelech la Esther amalka, ma bakosha seich at chatzi amalchus v'teyos. What is it exactly that you want? Up until chatzi the malchus, up until half of the malchus, that's what I'll give you. I'll do whatever you want. So says the Gemara, chatzi amalchus v'loy kol amalchus. Achashverosh was very specific. He said up until half the malchus, but not the whole malchus. V'loy davar shechaitzitz the malchus. What he was saying is that I'm not going to give you something which is going to divide up the malchus. Umayniu binyan beis hamikdash, which was a reference to the binyan beis hamikdash. I'm not going to give you permission. I'm not going to allow you to have permission to rebuild the beis hamikdash. Now, why on earth would Achashverosh think that Esther wants to rebuild the beis hamikdash? Again, he didn't know that she was Jewish. So the Manas Halevi explains that even though he didn't know that she was Jewish, but Lamaisa, he knew that she grew up by Mordechai's house. So he knew that she had shaychus to Mordechai, and therefore he was very cautious about this. He said, that much I'm not going to allow. So Esther says, she was asked what it is that she wants. So Esther says, Yavai HaMelech V'Haman El HaMishta. What I want is that you and Haman should come to the party. Now really, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Yavai HaMelech V'Haman Hayoyim El HaMishta. It's Hayoyim El HaMishta, which is significant because, like the Mefarshim point out, that even though we don't find anywhere in Megillas Esther that Hashem's name is mentioned directly, like we said, it's almost like the story that the news is reporting. It's not telling us the pnimius of the story. Here we find a remez, at least to Hashem, that Yavai HaMelech V'Haman Hayoyim El HaMishta, the Rashi Tevois of the first four words, Yavai is a Yod, HaMelech is a Hey, V'Haman is a Vav, Hayoyim is a Hey, is Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the significance? It shows us that when Esther was talking to Achashverosh, she was really living in a different dimension. Achashverosh asked, what do you want? And Esther wants Haman and Achashverosh to come to the party. But what she was really saying was Yavai HaMelech V'Haman. She was saying, Hashem, you come to the party. I want some siyata d'shmaya. She was really davening to Hashem, which is a big yisoid, tzaddikim. It seems like they're walking around over here in this world, but they're really living in different dimensions. She was talking to Hashem. Of course, she had to give in the physical request. She spoke to Achashverosh. She said, come to the party, but really, she was living in a different dimension. It reminds me of something the Chazon Ish writes. He writes in one of his letters in Igaris Yud Gimel, He writes, "Va'amna me'isha zeicha liyedias atayra." He says it about a person who zeicha to yedias atayra. You could only imagine, maybe the Chazanish was speaking about himself. He says that a person who zeicha to yedias atayra, ratzo leimar sha'aseicho hanite benefesh kegarin begumas hasada his achid ma'chochma v'hayu lebasar echad who hayleich ben anashim v'ninma lo'adam harayalei naim keben adam. He says he walks around, this person who zeicha to chachmas atayra, he walks around. And, people look at him and they think, oh yeah, he's a regular person. They see flesh and blood. Aval, says the Chazon Ish, it's not true. Be'emes hu malach, he's really a malach. Hagar in b'nei chamois, to Musa. V'chai chayi atzilos umroim emakol brachos sehila. He walks around, he looks like a person, but really he's a malach. Really he's living in a different dimension. That's what you see from Esther over here. She was saying, Yava ya malach v'haman hayoyim elamishta, I want you Hashem to come to the party. But of course she's talking to Achashverosh. She says, come to the party. Says the Gemara, why is Esther inviting Haman to this party? Many different pshatim. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanon, Marasa Esther, Shezimna is Haman. Why is she inviting Haman? So Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, it's Pachim Tamnolai. That she was coming to trap him. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, Yishulchanim Lufneim Lepach. They should set up a trap. She was trying to trap him. She was hoping at the party. So, Mishta by Risham generally leads to bad things. So she was hoping something would happen. Or Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, that Mibes Avia Lamda, she learned this from her father's household, that Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Imraiv Sainacha Hachileu Lechem Vigaimer, that when your enemy is hungry, so feed him some bread. If you give him something, so then he won't be able to do anything bad to you. Rameir Aimer, Kadeshlo Yitol Eitza Vimrai, that she didn't want Haman to, get any advice and rebel. She wanted him right there. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kadeshlo Yakiruba, she Yehudis, didn't want anyone to realize that she was Jewish. Rabbi Nechemi Aimer, Kadesh lo Yaimer Yisrael. This is an interesting idea. That the reason why she invited Haman to the party, says Rabbi Nechemi, she knew it was going to be front page of the papers. Esther makes a party with Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael is going to be Saimich on Esther. They're going to say, wow, unbelievable. We have Esther in the palace. She's for sure going to save us. She's making a party with Achashverosh because she wants to save us. So you know what Esther did? She invited Haman to the party as well. Kadesh shelo yaimer Yisrael, so that people, Klal Yisrael, when they hear about this in the news, they shouldn't think that Achas Yesh lanu bebeis HaMelech v'yasichu daitan min harachamim. Because that they shouldn't say, oh, we have a sister in the Beis HaMelech v'yasichu daitan min harachamim, and they're going to be Messiah Das from davening. She wanted to make sure everyone's davening, she didn't want them to be relying on her, like we had in the previous Talmud. Mordechai told her, we need to rely on Hashem. She wanted Klal Yisrael to only be Batach Bashem, and therefore, she invited Haman to the party. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Kadeshi Yehei Matzor LaBechol Eis, he wanted it that Haman should be there at all the time, so he could, eventually catch him. And Rabbi Shimon Ben Asi Aimer, Ula Yargish Hamaka and V'yasilanu Neis, she did it to arouse Rachman from Hashem, that Hashem should see, look what the Matzav has come to, that we have to invite Haman to the party. Rabbi Shua Ben Karach Aimer, that Asber Laipanim Kadeshi Yehareg Huvihi, that she wanted to make Achashverosh suspicious of the two, of her and Haman, so that Achashverosh would then kill them. She was willing to lose her own life. At least it would save Klal Yisrael if Haman was killed. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, that Malach Hafach Pechon Haya, that Achashverosh was a little bit bipolar, and she was nervous. Esther was Chayshesh, that even if she would get permission from Achashverosh to, kill Haman or whatever it is, the next day Achashverosh might have changed his mind. She wanted Haman to be right there, so that if Achashverosh, it says he's going to kill Haman, it could happen on the spot. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayin Srichim Anu L'Maidai, we still need the pshat of Maidai. D'Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Maidai, Oimer, a different pshat, that the reason why she invited Haman was Kinatu B'Melech, Kinatu Basarim. She wanted everybody to get jealous of Haman, and that would start Haman's downfall. Or Rabbi Amar, Rabbi says a different pshat, Lefnei Shever Ga'ain, the way Hashem is manning the world is that before a person goes down, so he goes up a lot. So she wanted to bring Haman up, so to prepare Haman to then eventually have his downfall. Abay v'rava damri tarvayu, they said a different pshat, v'chuma mashes as mishtehem, that you give a person to drink and they'll die. So that she was hoping that through the party, that would cause also some sort of downfall. Ashkeche rabba baravu l'aliyo, says the Gemara, as a postscript to the different shitas, that Rabbi Bar Avuha found Eliyahu, and Amar Leh, and he said to Eliyahu, Keman Chazia Esther Va'avda Hachi. Lemaisa, who is right? We just said 12 different Mahalchim as to why Esther invited Haman. So says Rabbi Bar Avuha to Eliyahu and Navi, which one was Esther actually thinking? So Amar Leh, so Eliyahu responds, Kechulu Tanoi, Kechulu Amarai. She had every single one of these things in mind. Elu Ve'elu Divri Elokim Chayim. The pasuk then continues. So Esther invites Achashverosh and Haman to the party. V'yisaperlem Haman is kavod asherai v'roiv banav. So here the Gemara skips a few psukim. We'll just speak them out outside. So it's actually a pretty comical pasuk, this one. Basically, what happened was is so Achashverosh and Haman, they go to the party with Esther. They're at the party, and Achashverosh turns to Esther and he says, "So, nu, what's this party all about? Why did you want to make the party?" Lemaisa, Esther did not feel that the timing was right. She was hoping that there would be some sort of siman, some sort of sign that now's the time to really, you know, tell on Haman. And nothing happened. There was nothing that seemed out of the ordinary. She didn't seem to have any sort of siman min hashamayim that now was the time. So she tells Achashverosh, "Well, actually, I made this party because I want to invite you and Haman to another party tomorrow." Okay, so he says, he's confused, but okay, fine. She wants to make another party the next day. So fine, so she invites Haman and Achashverosh to another party the next day. Now at this point, you have to imagine that Haman is really excited. You know, it wasn't so long ago that he was the Achashverosh's lowest advisor. If you do the Cheshbon, I'll read what it says in the Yotzeris. So it was about 2 months ago. 2 months ago, he was Achashverosh's lowest advisor. That's when he then got this promotion. It's been about 2 months, and now he's feeling really hot. He's the second to the throne, and he got invited to, you know, Esther's private party, to the queen's private party. Now he's getting invited to another private party. He's really made it in life. He's mamish, he's at the top. And the pasuk says, "Vayetzei Haman b'yomahu sameach v'toyv leiv." Life's good. Life couldn't be better. He's walking out of the palace. Everything is mamish amazing. And then it all goes downhill. Says the pasuk, "Chirais Haman es Mordechai b'shar hamelech." But then when Haman sees Mordechai in the shar hamelech, loikam v'loiza, and he's not bowing to him, v'loikam v'loiza mimenu, v'yimalei Haman al Mordechai chema. Says the pasuk, he sees Mordechai is not bowing, now he's upset. Agav, you see again from these psukim how much the emotions of the Rasha'im are just control them. You know, he walks out, the pasuk says he's happy. He sees Mordechai not bowing, he's sad. Everything's very, like, emotional. Haman leaves the party, he's so happy. Lemaisa, now he's very upset. He's very upset. He goes home, and says the pasuk in pasuk Yud, he calls a meeting with his friends and his family. He calls Zeresh, his wife, to the meeting, and he calls all of them together, and he needs to vent. He's very upset. The pasuk says, "V'yisaper lem Haman es kavod asheray v'roiv banav v'eskol asher gidloi hamelech v'esher nasoi al asarim v'avdei hamelech." He starts telling them, "You know that basically I'm the greatest person in the world, right? I mean, look how wealthy I am. Roiv banav," he says, "I have so many children. I'm the second to the king. I'm greater than anyone else in the country. I'm the best." V'yoymer Haman afli avia Esther amalkim hamelech al amishda asher asakim aisi. Now he starts showing off. You know, you want to know how special I am? Esther, the queen, made a private party. And the only one that was invited to the party besides the king was me. That's how great I am. V'gam l'macharani karu la'im ha-melech. And I'm even being invited to another party tomorrow. Now little does he know that Esther is inviting him to the party so that she could kill him. But he says, look how great I am. I'm the greatest. And then he says, v'chol zein enu shayveli. However, Lamaisa, none of this makes me happy. As long as I see Mordechai disrespecting me, none of this is worth it. Crazy. Mom is crazy. He's the second to the king. He has everything going for him. He says, when I see one person not bowing to me, when I see Mordechai not bowing to me, that's it. Then none of it's worth it. But Tarmer le Zeresh Ishtai. So Zeresh tells him a simple Eitzah. They say, make a pole 50 amos tall. And in the morning, you'll go to the king. You'll say, let's go hang Mordechai. Ubayim ha-melech ha-mishta sameach. And Haman now is ready, and then they tell him, and then you'll be able to go to the party, and you'll be very happy. And the pasuk concludes that Haman liked the idea, and he goes on, and he builds himself this eitz. But Lemaisa, as he's saying over to his family how great he is, so the pasuk says, V'yisaper lem Haman, and back in the Gemara, V'yisaper lem Haman is kved asherei v'rev banav, he's telling them, you know, I'm the greatest, I'm so wealthy, I have so many children, says the Gemara, V'kama rev banav, how many children exactly? exactly did Haman have? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, it was Shleisha. He had 30. Asara Mesu, there were 10 that were killed, Vasara Nitlu, 10 of them that were hung, Vasara Mechazun Alapsachim, and 10 were made very poor, and they had to go around collecting money. V'Rabbanan Amri, Oysan Shemechazun Alapsachim Shivim Havya. There were actually 70 children of Haman that had to go around collecting. Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Seveyim Balechem Niskaru, Altikri Seveyim Elashivim, that there were 70 that had to be Balechem Niskaru, that they had to try to get their own bread. V'rami bar Abba Amar Kulam Masayim Ushmeina Havu. Now know that Haman had 208 sons. Where do we get the number 208? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'raiv Banav. And the gematry of V'raiv is 208. Ask the Gemara, that's not true. V'raiv is 6 and 6 is 12, and the other bays is 14, is 214. Says the Gemara, V'raiv b'gematria is Masan var Beser Hava, it's 214. Sam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, V'rav ksev. It's Raiv is written chaser, there's no vav, so it's written V'raiv without a vav in the middle, and therefore it's really 208, so that's how we know that Haman had 208 sons.